ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba.
Tuesday, right? Is it Tuesday?
Wendy, you nailed it.
Damn it!
It could be what?
I wish it was Thursday.
No, it's in order. They always go in order. Pull out your calendar. I'll show you. It's always in order.
I don't have a calendar anymore.
Oh.
Do you still have one? Be honest, because I know as of your former phone, you had a date book that you would pull out.
Yeah. No, I actually do not.
Do you put things in your phone?
No. I just have to remember them now.
All right, I don't believe you.
I'll show you.
Here, take a look.
Because every time...
There's no dates in there. I mean, the dates are there. It's just nothing written in. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, my God.
I used to know how to do that, but I don't remember how to do that.
It's super easy, and you can have repeating events. Like today, I have to give Kona his heartworm pills the 30th of every month. So it pops up so I don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor's appointments.
I just... At this point, I think if it's not really important, it's not worth remembering. I'll just remember it. Unless it's something really crazy. So,
what do you have in your life besides come to work, play tennis?
It's pretty much
maybe work out when you can squeeze it in, but there's no 100% set time.
That's always like
on your way home from work.
Tuesdays, Thursdays, either Saturday or Sunday. Yeah. On the way, two of the days on my way home from work. So,
do you have to remember your kid's social security number? Get school papers organized.
Nope. Everything else is just
automatic.
You've
got an easy life, you know that?
It really is. It's very easy. I can't lie to you. I wanted to tell you this. I rarely change my mind about something like a person or a movie or a TV show.
Once you like it, you like it. Once you dislike it, you dislike it.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's very, very rare. Like, you know, if somebody goes, hey, I can't even use ribs because I just went.
You don't like ribs?
No, I love ribs.
Oh, okay.
But like, if you eat them out in a restaurant, because we eat out a lot, if you eat them in a restaurant, they get pretty messy. So I went like 20 years. I wouldn't order ribs in a restaurant, and then I had a couple of them. I don't remember where we went, but they go, you got to have the ribs, yeah. And now I get them all the time.
Why do you care about what people say to you?
It's not that I care about what they say. It's just that because ribs are so messy. You know.
You go to the restroom and wash your hands when you're finished.
No, I don't go to the restroom, public restroom.
Not even to wash your hands?
Mm-mm. There's stuff
they usually
going on.
Give you wipes.
There's stuff going on in there. It's not good. It's not good.
You're
but
a
here's
weird
where
dude,
I change
man.
My mind. Portlandia.
Oh, I love that show. You and I have talked about this. I have lived for it.
Yeah.
I've loved it. And you said you've watched a couple and you weren't
I had seen two full episodes and didn't enjoy either one of them. And then I saw half of another and I went, this just is not for me. And then over the last couple weeks, I've watched about a dozen episodes, enjoyed each one more than the last.
Me too. I'm telling you.
Hysterical.
It makes me feel, listen, I trust your instinct and I trust your opinion when it comes to television shows. I really do.
Thank you. Thanks.
And you don't trust me ever. So the fact that I said it was great and you didn't like it was just, that's how our life goes.
To you.
Yeah, because everything I say, I'm not into it.
Well, I gave it 2.5 chances and I just kept striking out, not even coming close to hitting it.
Same with my husband. He doesn't, he's like, it's okay. It does nothing for me.
My problem with it in the early episodes, and I shouldn't even say early episodes because they were both, I think the show was on for, I know they just ended its run.
Yeah.
I want to say 7 years.
Yeah, it was a long
time. I think it was 7 years of Portlandia. So the ones I saw one from season two, I saw one from season four, and a half an episode from the end of season four. And every time I'd say, boy, that had so much potential and it just didn't pay off. And then in all the last ones I've seen, every time they show you something, it does pay off. And I don't know if I just saw the worst 2.5 episodes of their show. I don't know what went wrong, but because I love Fred Armisen. I love him. And Carrie Brownstein, is that her name?
She's awesome.
She makes me laugh.
And they're a great combo together.
Really good.
Because he always makes me laugh. In fact, we almost named the dog Fred Armisen.
That's pretty funny.
Michael wanted to name the dog Fred Armisen, and I said, I can't.
That's very funny.
Fred Armisen.
I think that's
come on.
I think that's great.
It's too long.
But what if he was walking by your house?
He wouldn't be.
And he heard that commotion. He'd be very confused.
this show is so good, and he's funny all the time, and I've seen her be funny, but together they are pretty magical.
Really good. He does, you know, so many different side projects. People know him best of all from Saturday Night Live. He had this special on Netflix called Stand-Up Comedy for Drummers, where almost all the material was really only for drummers.
Which That's is funny. I haven't seen
ridiculous.
That.
I don't know why you'd do that.
Documentary Now.
Documentary Now with Bill Hader is so good. And the show reminds me a lot of Kids in the Hall and Monty Python to some extent, in that they'll play characters in part of a scene, and then something happens, and then there are different characters in the same scene, and they're segueing into another part of the show. I really enjoy it, and I never saw that. I mean, after those first 2.5 episodes, I went, this and I will never meet. It just won't happen. And then the more I watched it, the more I went, now I get it.
It's either season 8 or season 9 that just wrapped up the whole show. I can't find the information right now. And Michael and I were watching it, and Jim was sitting on the breakfast bar, kind of half paying attention. And we're like, oh, you should watch, you know, this is the last season. He goes, you guys never laugh out loud. And something happened in that next 2 seconds that Michael and I were dying. Cause laughing out loud does signify that you're having a good time, but there are things that are just unusual or funny that don't require a guffaw.
Right.
And some of
that's more clever than
So Portlandia is not necessarily laugh out loud funny all the time, but there are certainly moments throughout the show that you're guffawing or chortling.
Is Kyle MacLachlan a constant? Because
he's the mayor.
I've seen him play the mayor in two of the last few episodes and it's very, very funny. And then sometimes he breaks character and he is Kyle MacLachlan explaining why he's making these choices in the show. Really, really funny.
And they have a lot of guest hosts on there. I mentioned
guest stars.
Yes. I want to say
impressive list of people.
Is Ed Begley Jr.
He plays a cafe owner.
Yes, can I tell you, Ed Begley Jr. has been in everything. That movie or the series Lady Dynamite with Maria Bamford that got canceled. He played her dad.
Yeah.
But then in one episode, Ed Begley Jr. was gone, and it was her dad or her brother who played. It's so I love when they do it. They didn't mention that the character was changing, but it wasn't Ed Begley for like one episode, and then he came back.
Oh.
It's just out there. But we laughed and made fun of Ed Begley Jr. with the whole electric car situation years ago. And he's working more than any actor I've seen lately.
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
A ton.
Yeah. He's a weird guy. He's a fun, weird guy. At another station, he was a guest. And, you know, I still remember the first time I saw him in anything, in Mary Hartman. He played Mary Hartman's sister's boyfriend, Steve.
I forgot he was in that.
That was 1,000 years ago. And his father was a great actor, too. Ed Begley Sr. I don't know if you ever saw him.
Are you being funny?
No.
What was he in? Would I know him if I saw a picture of
him? Yeah, you'd recognize him. A lot of episodic television. The thing I know him best from was an episode of Love American Style that he did with Robert Klein. I know I'm getting obscure in this, but Robert Klein was a guy who was about to get a vasectomy, and his father instead went in for him. Spoiler alert. I just ruined the end of Love American Style. I hope everybody saw it. It was on in 1971. If you saw him, you'd go, oh, yeah, that guy. I've seen him in a million movies. He was on so many TV shows and movies. But Ed Begley Jr., you're right, Wendy, was a guy that was the punchline to every joke because everybody went, oh, I guess you're Ed Begley Jr. with your electric car, visitor from the future. And then it turns out he was a visionary. He knew what he was doing.
So do he and Elon Musk talk?
Oh, I wonder. Maybe.
Because I'm telling you,
if I was Elon Musk,
I'd get in touch with
him. The first guy I would call to go, what do we do now? What would you do, Ed Begley Jr.?
Did I hear something in the news that Tesla came out with $1,600 surfboards and they sold out in a matter of... I saw that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, first of all, why does Tesla need to make an electric...
surfboard?
Well, I don't know
for
if it's $16?
Electric.
No, $1,600.
Oh, $1,600.
And they all sold out. I
think they're just branching out and trying new things.
But it's not an electric surfboard, from my understanding. So it's just a surfboard?
I don't know.
Tesla makes surfboards, yes. And the $1,500 limited edition board sold out in a day.
Wow. That's impressive. Is it because of the name Tesla was on it, or are they innovative in some way?
I'm looking it up. I get alerts on crazy things.
Are they electric powered? Do you have to plug your surfboard in?
They're $1,500 a pop.
I'll get one for my pop. He's a big surfer. Did you know that about my dad?
And I know him.
Yeah.
My dad, Moondoggy,
left.
There were only 200 available, and they sold out from Saturday to Sunday afternoon. Some are on eBay. You have to pay a premium, though. Surfboards are selling from anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000.
Wow.
According to Tesla's website, the company's design studio worked in collaboration with Lost Surfboards and Matt Mayhem Biolos, surfboard shaper for World Surf League Championship athletes.
Is he big, Wendy? I'm not familiar with his
work.
Ask
your dad.
I'll ask my dad. He's at tonight at the campfire at the beach. I'll ask him.
Tesla stated the surfboard has a mix of the same high-quality matte and gloss finishes used on all of our cars. There are 3 different models.
That's what Tesla does. Expensivest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Model S, X, and 3 cars can accommodate the surfboard inside or outside the vehicle.
Really?
The boards will take 2 to 10 weeks to deliver. The company sells hats.
Tesla hats?
Shirts and rideable miniature cars for kids.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I keep seeing kids in these cars on sidewalks that are very impressive to me, but I didn't know if they were
made. They're better than your car now.
They are way better. I didn't know who made them. I'm just, anytime I see them, I'm very impressed by them.
And Elon Musk has a company that Bill loves the name of. It's called the Boring Company.
That's the best name in ever.
And that their deal is they are boring into the earth because they're trying to make the tunnel from here to O'Hare.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
The Boring Company sold flamethrowers in February, and those sold out in 5 days. Now, who buys a Tesla flamethrower?
Well, you know, during...
Who buys a flamethrower? Unless...
As you know, Wendy, castle storming season is coming up.
What?
August 10th. That's the beginning of castle storming season, so you need a flamethrower.
I don't know what you're
talking about. There's no way you can storm a castle if you don't have a flamethrower.
A Trojan horse.
Yeah, old news. Tesla's got a newer model. It's way better.
Well, the surfboard looks cool, but...
Does it look like a standard surfboard, or is there anything to it that you see that you go, wow, I've never seen a surfboard with this?
The picture they show, Bill, is just a black surfboard.
Couldn't be more basic.
And that's what I like about it.
Yeah. But you wouldn't pay... I don't know what a regular surfboard... No.
Would your dad?
Yeah, he'd probably get one. He's a big surfer. Loves the surfing. He won't even channel surf. It's too dangerous for him. He'll get a splinter. All right. Kim Gordon is sitting in for Judy. We'll talk to her next, find out what's coming up on the news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Thanks, Kim. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder.
I have a bone to pick with management.
What's wrong,
Wendy? Management.
What is it?
Not enough candy?
No, Stephanie comes in here and with a... All right, they have, you know, a bag of M&Ms, then they have a shareable one, then they have a family size. This is a WGN size. What is this?
Is that a Costco bag?
It's huge.
Party.
It's a party size. I'm bringing y'all the party.
Yep.
We're on the air, you know. Do you know the worst thing to eat when you're on the air? Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I'll save you.
Sticks to your mouth.
Start choking. You have Kim here.
It's just gives you, like, you get all...
You get dry mouth.
You do.
You get cotton mouth.
Could you please go back and I want to hear a tape of what you just said.
Chocolate on the air, you get all...
Like that.
You can't talk.
Right.
That doesn't stop you.
No. M&M's? You can't say no to M&M's.
You know what kills me is all the double bubble around here.
Oh, everywhere.
I can't resist
everywhere.
It.
Everywhere. So what do you, I always in my head think of the old fairy tales where the witch is trying to fatten up the kids for something, because they really do offer us a lot of sugary goods.
Right.
Yeah, they want to make you bigger.
Are you trying to fatten us up?
No, not really.
That's really such bull.
Not really. But yeah, I do. I like making people happy, and I feel like nothing makes people happier than chocolate,
that's
right?
That's what it is, Wendy.
I also have a theory about the green M&Ms.
Yeah? What is your theory?
They give you power.
The green ones give you power?
That's not what I heard.
No, I heard that the green ones give you power. Like, if I eat a handful of green M&Ms, I'm powerful.
You're stronger because of the green M&Ms.
You are adorable, yet totally disillusioned.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Steph, not what I heard about the green ones, you
did
know.
Did you do this
well,
as a kid?
What did you hear?
They make you horny.
Oh, they do?
No.
Oh, crap. I just had five green ones. Oh.
You better go home quick.
No one's safe. Everybody
no.
in the city's
you never heard under. That? No, I
Where's Ben
no.
Cortez?
The green one give, no, the green ones give you, like, power, like, that's girl not, power, not, no. like, that kind
no,
of
No, that's what I heard.
Is it possible you're both right?
Well, yeah, I maybe.
Know. Ask Wendy. Be. She just had five of them.
I'm eating every
How you
color.
Feeling, Wendy? What's going on usual. Down there?
Wow. Yeah. But plain M&Ms are a complete treat, but you have to microwave them. If you microwave them, a small regular bag for about 32 seconds, the inside is warm, but the shell stays hard, so when you crack it on your tooth oh. goes into a melted...
Oh.
abyss of chocolate.
Do they still melt in your mouth, not in your hand?
Not at that point. They...
No, the shell stays. I mean, they'll melt a little better.
Yeah.
That's not the theory.
But... So you want me to go do that for you right now, Gorge? You want me to go?
No, that's okay. all right. You don't I have can't to
do
request
that.
Okay.
Steph, you don't have to do that. Okay. When you guys were kids, did you do that? I don't know if this was just me or if other kids did this too. If I had M&Ms or if I had Sweet Tarts or Smarties
you wouldn't
or whatever.
Share?
Well, I never. I'm not going to share, Wendy. That's less for me.
Or trade, right?
But I would. You no, you don't want to. Well, you can trade.
You can trade.
You can trade. But
depends
did you put
what
them
someone
in
else
Like, did you separate them into teams and the colors?
Oh, yeah. Well, we used to, like, if we had stuff and we were trading, especially yeah. trading, because it had to be piece for piece.
Yeah,
like,
right.
If I gave you six, I got
you get six back.
And yeah. you got your favorite colors if you were willing to give up your favorite colors.
See, you know, I would always, I'd put them in teams, and then I'd eat the ones that I don't like first.
Like if the brown ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or light brown. Those.
Do you remember when they had the
tan-colored M&M's?
The digestive
brown.
Issue color?
Yeah, oh.
there was dark brown, and then there was digestive
oh, right,
issue
right,
brown.
Right, right.
Yes,
oh, I
like. Different.
I thought the light brown was like a pretty taupey color. I kind of missed that.
It was like khaki.
Yeah.
Right?
It was
like a
good
caramel macchiato
eyeshadow color.
Yeah, I think I'm wearing that. I think I'm wearing it right now.
Yeah, yeah. Discontinued M&M flavored
on your eyes.
Be a good nail color these days.
Yes, yes. So I'd always put them in teams and get rid of, like, if they were Smarties, like, the white ones were gone first. Remember we talked about Necco wafers the other day?
Right.
Black ones gone immediately.
Oh, I would trade
next.
The black ones.
Why is the
awful.
World all white and black to
awful.
You?
No, Necco wafers come in.
I know. But you got rid of the white Smarties and the black...
Yeah, the black Necco wafers. No I one likes those.
Yeah,
no
they're licorice.
Licorice.
You didn't like Good and Plenty?
No.
No.
No. Gross.
No.
Oh, me and Choo Choo Charlie are very upset with you.
No. Ugh. Not good. Not good.
Do you
good,
remember
good
Sen?
Yeah, the mints.
They weren't mints. They were like raw licorice, and they were terrible. There was a junior high teacher who I found out years later smoked, and that's why he kept putting those in his mouth.
Really?
And they were horrible.
Do it's you like, remember that blackjack gum? Too?
Yeah.
I loved that.
Really?
They bring that back every couple of years.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of those things they keep, like, they go, we'll try it again. We'll see if people want it.
Mm. And T-berry?
Yeah, T-berry is another one they bring back every once in a while. Not so great.
You know what I saw the other night in a restaurant that they had, you know, in the candy dish as you go out?
What?
Zots. Haven't
they had
seen
Zots
them in years?
A bowl?
Yes, Zots in a bowl.
What's a Zot?
That's like
you
a
put
a
in
burst
your mouth
of sour.
And it, like, but it kind of
There's
fizzes
a fizzy.
At the same time.
Yeah.
It's a hard, like,
in a hard candy, and it's in the middle.
Like
it's
a, like
pretty
a
good.
Kind of?
No.
It's like
it's almost like a imagine, pop rock, but it fizzes.
Imagine like a root beer barrel shape
mm-hmm.
in like a lemon drop,
fruit
and then
filled.
Inside
fruit
would
flavor.
Be a fizzy lemon,
real sour.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think
yeah.
I need to try this.
Oh, yeah. They were good. What was the gum?
And they
that,
came in a long line. You know, you bought
yeah,
them in a long rope,
a strip of eight.
Right,
right. What was the gum that had the liquid inside that all of a sudden? You
I know the dirty
it?
Name for
oh,
it.
Oh, is it like
what?
Fresh.
It was freshen up.
Freshen
there
up.
Was,
yeah.
There was a dirty name for it. I do remember
something
that.
Gum.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But that would also surprise you,
right?
Yes, yes.
She's
Stephanie.
Just getting it now.
Stephanie, circle gets the square.
Yes. A bad little kid.
Absolutely,
but it was
right.
called Freshen Up.
Freshen
yes,
up
it was Freshen Up. I like Freshen Up.
Yeah, yeah.
With a burst of flavor.
And were you here when I was talking about the mint that George Kennedy used to have? There was some kind of mint. Do you know who George Kennedy is? The actor who was in all the airport movies.
The white-haired
guy. Older gentleman. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there was some mint that in the commercial, it gave you the impression that George Kennedy had horrible, horrible breath because everywhere he went... People would give him one, and he would take it, and all of a sudden, people could sit by him again. It was awful to watch this.
No, that's
the only thing.
So much into it.
I felt bad for him. I'm like, there's an accomplished actor, and now everyone will think that he's got horrible, horrible breath. And maybe he did. Maybe that's the
point. What did you think of Brenda Vaccaro when she was advertising Playtex tampons? I mean, people need these things.
I guess so.
Bill was thinking she wasn't in menopause.
Right. That's it exactly. But I think your gesture's a nice one, Steph. You come around with candy all the time. What other company has that going on? This is better than a 401k.
What would you?
It's a 401 M&M.
What would you rather have, candy or pizza every day?
Oh, this is so hard.
You can't. You can't say one or the
okay,
other.
Okay, I'm just going to go with my gut. I would go pizza.
You would?
I would eat pizza every meal of the day. I would never. Pizza's my all-time favorite food.
Mm. You'd go thin I like thin better, but then you could go thick. You could go stuffed. So
I'm
many
feeling
choices.
Saucy. I want like a
I don't know.
Dish.
We get a lot of pizza around here, guys.
Yeah.
It's almost every day.
Yeah. Do other companies have, I don't know if other businesses have this thing in radio, if somebody brings pizza in, it could sit in the kitchen for 6 days and people would still pick at it and eat it. I think other companies are savvy to that.
Bill, can I just tell you, it never sits there for 6 days. It's very rare it makes it through 10 minutes. Everybody eats it.
Art.
But we've had some overnight in the newsroom because Roger brings it in and people be like, is this still okay? I'm like, your call.
All right. When we were growing up, we would order pizzas, and for some reason, we would, if we didn't finish it, we would close up the box and we'd put it in the oven.
Leave it in the oven?
Yeah. You know, like a wall oven. My mom's turquoise wall oven that was very stylish back then.
Sure.
And we would just leave it in there because you didn't want to leave it on the counter.
Why
I don't
not
know.
The refrigerator, though?
No one ever refrigerated. We never refrigerated it. My brother would order with his friend, and then he had this board under his bed that was on wheels that he slid out to have a racetrack, and my brother would hide it under there so my sister and I couldn't get to it.
And how long would it stay under there?
You just have it the next morning. We never refrigerated pizza, ever.
I think as long as it's room temp, it's okay.
You gotta refrigerate it.
It'll last four times as long.
Yeah, but I mean, it'll last till the next morning. I did it. I am in my 50s now, and I've done it for probably 40 of my years. And I never got sick once.
Well, I mean, people leave butter out. People don't refrigerate
your
butter.
You're supposed to.
So, yeah,
you're supposed to because you want it soft
out.
To spread
right.
on your
so,
bread.
So, how's that different than cheese?
No, I don't think you're supposed to leave butter out, guys.
Yes, there's a new thing.
Okay,
now.
Callers. Yes, callers right now. Let us. You have
all right, but there's a different number you have
out.
To use. 312-235-2525.
It's our butter hotline number, Wendy.
But, like, you've
heard
like
the butter ball hotline? This is the butter hotline.
Call the butter hotline.
312-235-2525.
Yeah.
Kim, I just read that article. They recommend you leave a stick of real true butter
out on your...
Just leave it out. They make butter covers.
They do it in Europe. Yep. That's what people do.
Because you want, when you're... Nothing's worse than when you take a soft piece of white bread and you go to put butter on it to make
grilled
cheese.
And it all breaks
up. Yeah. And then your bread is all ripped apart.
I'm scared too, Steph. I see the look on your face.
How are you scared?
Because we've been taught that dairy should be refrigerated.
I'm telling you. I am the worst. Like, if something is in my refrigerator more than a day, it's gone.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, butter is fine.
Butter holds up.
And it's not really dairy. That's more of a fat. Like
milk, I wouldn't leave that.
In fact, I don't know if it counts.
But if you go to the grocery store, it's in the dairy department. It's not in the fat department.
And it is refrigerated.
Where's your fat department, I always say, Mariano's.
The candy aisle.
Right. Aisle 16, sir. Boom, ba, boom, ba,
but
boom,
there are
boom,
other things in that general area, too. Like they put the eggs, the butter, the milk somewhere else.
And they always tell you to get eggs to room temperature before you bake.
Yeah.
And you're a baker.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am a baker, yes. Your eggs should sit out and be room temperature before you bake. Yes.
Ice cubes. You're supposed to leave them out.
All right, see, you're being a jerk. Have some more chocolate. I just read somewhere about the butter.
Okay.
And, like, if somebody leaves the milk out all night, like, sometimes my kids will have, like, a late-night bowl of cereal, and if I wake up in the morning and the milk's out, I'll dump it. Because it's been out all night.
Me too.
You'll leave milk out, but not butter.
No. I don't leave milk out. I left milk out for, like, 30 minutes this morning, and I was like, do I throw it away?
It's all curdled, right?
No, that's fine.
No, it isn't. In 30 minutes?
It becomes pudding.
I put it back in the ice box because I was it's fine. You know,
let my family worry about this.
They say, you know, like anything with mayonnaise, don't leave it out.
Don't take a picnic.
But again, now my mother-in-law's from the South, but to this day, like she'll make slaw or slaw, as we call it.
Yeah.
And she will leave
it
out.
A three-syllable word.
She will leave it out. Like, we'll be at a barbecue for Father's Day or 4th of July, and there'll be slaw or potato salad.
Yeah.
And it'll be out there, like, all day.
That's the way Jefferson Davis liked it.
And no one has gotten sick.
Yeah, yet.
Tick-tock, but no one really has.
Wow. Does she really sound like Paula Deen? Because that's what you sound like right now.
I don't know what Paula Deen sounds like, but that's what she does.
Yeah.
Wendy.
Or it's that, Wendy, right? It's like the
W-I-N-D-Y.
Wendy.
It's kind of a little combo of both. But I guess...
And she's been here for years and years and years and years.
Oh, it's getting thicker. Her accent's getting thicker. She enjoys it. She, you know, I think when you have this beautiful accent, you don't want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up... My parents talk like that. I don't.
Kim, there's not even the smallest sign of Southern accent in you. There's not even a little bit.
I didn't know you were from Kentucky.
I don't think I have one. I don't.
You do a little bit when you say warsh or warder. Other than that, you got a little twang.
I do say y'all. That's the one thing I
do
say.
You?
Yeah. And I find when I'm with my family or with my parents, it does get, it will come out a little.
That's the Oprah syndrome.
Yeah.
It happens with her, too.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, no one's calling about the butter, but I just read it's because
butter.
They have butter trays that I just saw it like on Hay Needle or something where it's like, do you leave your butter in the refrigerator? Don't. Here's a beautiful butter dish. It'll be covered, but you leave it out all the
time.
And
in Europe, you know how we have the sticks, because I was just in Europe, they have circular ones. They have circular butter dishes.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different thing, Wendy. Sorry.
Well, they do have bidets.
They do. But not for your butter. They don't have butterays.
Your butt.
I'm sorry. What do they have?
Instead of like a long...
jokester?
Instead of a long, you know...
rectangular stick.
For your butter stick. It's round.
Like an oblong?
No, a circle. And it fits into like a little dish.
Is butter sold in Europe in a round shape as opposed to
our
sticks?
I didn't go to the grocery, but when I sat down at the table,
because how counterproductive would that be if the, you know, if the holder
have it sitting
doesn't...
in a round dish?
Oh.
Do you remember...
Versus a stick. It's circular.
Yeah.
Do you remember Molly McButter?
Sure.
Because I used to just eat it right out of the jar, and I kind of want some right now because we've been talking about butter. But my mom always had it.
It was like a big dieting aid because it was no calories, and it was...
Was that the spray?
It was a powder.
It was powder.
And you just like it had it like a little powder container, and I just like all the time.
It tasted like really buttery, like way too buttery butter.
It was
fake butter.
So would you have
popcorn?
This as a meal or as a between meal snack? When would you just eat butter?
I would just sneak into the kitchen
and take a glop of butter.
You know how you had Pixie Sticks?
Yeah,
Molly McButter.
I love Molly McButter. I love the commercials. I like the way butter tastes.
Yeah,
and
me
I would
too.
My kids used to drink the little creamers.
Did they really?
Yeah, and they used to call them baby milks. And they would just, if we went to a restaurant and there was the little creamer sitting up, they would drink them.
And drink those. Wow.
I think my kids did that too, especially at a restaurant when you're waiting
when they bring
and there's
your
nothing
right,
to do.
I loved the taste of maraschino cherries. So one morning I drank an entire... You know, this is like a 6 ounce thing.
Bright red.
I drank all the cherries and the juice, and the stomachache just stopped Wednesday of last week. It hurt me for honestly years.
You had a constant Shirley Temple.
Yeah. Because in your head, you go, well, one is good. So how good would 30 be? That'd be fantastic.
How old were you?
Oh, my God.
Three or four. Well, like old enough to know that you're not supposed to be drinking a whole thing of maraschino cherries.
Well, four, most people don't know that. Of course, you advance quicker than everyone, and you're ambidextrous.
I'm also ambidextrous.
I know. You've told us all.
I could have drank two of them at the same time, one with each hand.
Why didn't you?
We only had one.
Was somebody not watching you?
Poor.
Yeah.
No, I think my parents used me as like a guinea pig. Like, let's see
how many maraschinos Bill can eat till he gets sick.
Please tell Kim and the listeners who haven't heard this story, because I've known you over 20-some years.
Yeah.
And I knew your mom, and your mom was funny. She was wonderful.
Yes.
But she seemed like she had her head put on right.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Except when you tell some of the stories of you growing up, like all the candy you had in your kitchen. Please explain this.
Our kitchen had a series of containers that were clear. I think there were 16 or 18 of them. On the lower shelf, there was larger ones, and then a one that was half size above it.
Very organized.
Very organized. And each one was filled with a different... either candy, cookie, some snack treat, and they were always full to the top. And
like a candy store.
I love it.
Does that explain him?
Yeah.
It does. And my friends would come over, and they would just stare at it. Like, they wouldn't even touch. They would just look at it, and they'd go, It's like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
And my kids used to say, like, we were infamous at our house for our snack. We had these, like, bins.
Yeah.
I had a lot of snacks and bins. You know, I had three sons and all these kids always coming over. But I think
she
tops me.
This
but I wonder if he had access to, like, name, like, five different candies at any given time, at least.
16 different.
And did they rotate in and out with the seasons and the holidays?
Sometimes. There were some that were always there.
Your favorites were always there, pretty much.
Yeah, there was always Snickers. There was always Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. The classics were always there. And every once in a while, my mom would go, I found something that I think you guys will find interesting. And let's try that.
But I wonder if you had, like, you know, the monkey with cocaine. If you give a monkey cocaine, they'll do it till they die.
We also had that. We had a container filled with one container with monkeys and one container
with
cocaine.
But the fact that you had access to it whenever you wanted, it didn't probably mean that much to you, and you didn't take advantage of it. That's what I'm thinking.
I thought all kids had something similar. Like, then I'd go to kids' houses, and I'd go, where's your candy wall? And they go, candy wall? We don't have a candy wall. You don't have a candy wall?
I can't believe
it. You got to call DCFS.
And no one had diabetes in your family.
Could you, like, lick the wallpaper like Charlie? Yes.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. Yeah, it was really ridiculous. I mean, I didn't like, later on, I'd say to my mom, what were you thinking? And she'd go, you kids, you love the candy. Well, she was so everywhere.
Sweet. How many cavities do you have?
A lot.
That's where you paid the price.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank God something, because your life was too perfect.
I know. That's the trade-off.
You and Martha Ray.
At the dentist a lot.
All right. Jan has called us. Jan, we're talking about leaving butter on the counter. That's okay to do, right?
Yeah. I've had it on the counter for years.
50 years.
Years and years.
The same stick.
Yeah. I mean, I've been married 40 years, so it's been on the counter. Not the same butter, but yeah. Yeah.
And there's been no repercussions. You use it, you're
None
healthy.
None whatsoever. Oh. I have some in the fridge for, like, cooking, like, you know, putting in a frying pan or whatever. But the one on the counter is in a little glass thing with a dome top.
Yep.
So it's kind of sealed, but it's not really sealed.
And how long would you say that stick lasts you? Like, does it sit out for a week at a time or just a few days and it's gone and you replace it?
Maybe a week.
A week holds
and
up.
It will go bad. If you don't use it, or if it's sitting there and it's really hot out, it will go bad, and you'll see it that it went bad. However,
how do you know?
Yeah,
it goes
how do you
bad?
Tell?
Because it's got on the bottom, it'll get a little discolored. It'll get like
darker,
green or, you know, like a cheese.
So it starts
like
to turn to blue cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Butter.
Yeah.
And you always use salted, never unsalted.
Why is that?
That's the preservative in it.
Oh.
It's a preservative, yeah. So.
Interesting.
That's why I always salt you at the end of every show.
I want you to live longer.
I wonder what that was about. Now I get it. All right. Well, thank you so much for the information.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
Yep. No problem.
It won't hurt you.
So explain this to me, because I can't figure this out. Now that I've told you about all these different candies and snack treats, the one thing my mom made us watch, and one a day, that's the max on this. Do you remember Carnation Instant Breakfasts?
Yep. Yes.
It was a bag of powder,
yes.
And then you'd put water in it, and then all of a sudden you had either chocolate or vanilla.
Like a shake.
Chocolate malt. It was like a shake, right.
Like Ovaltine.
It was, yeah, very similar to Ovaltine. So that was the one thing my mom would go, hey, I'll get these for you, but you got to don't go crazy on those. why was that the thing?
A lot of calories.
Is that what it was? But everything else,
but there's something about drinking your calories that, like, you could have five glasses, and if it's 300 calories, that's 1,500there. With candy, you can regulate because,
I guess, but our system for regulation wasn't.
Yeah, I don't even understand how you guys made it to adults.
I don't know.
I really don't.
But even like the first time I went to the candy fair at McCormick Place, I went, wait, this is it? Because I was so used to having a kitchen full of that stuff that I thought there'd be even more. And you've been there, Steph.
Oh,
you know.
The Sweets and Snacks Expo is amazing.
Yeah.
It's every May. It's my favorite time of year. I literally am getting like candy sweats just thinking about it.
But can the general public go to this?
No.
See, that's what bums me out.
It's for industry or press.
But Bill doesn't share. I share my candy.
Yeah, Steph's good at sharing.
You do share. You share very nicely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kim.
I don't believe in it.
I got a sugar buzz now.
Just from
and
talking.
See, it makes me go to
just
sleep.
But enjoy the green ones. The green ones, you should not be asleep right now. You should have power.
I got nothing.
Or if Kim is right, none of us are safe. I'm not sure.
The calm before the storm.
I'm not sure which is better.
Ow.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, thanks for hanging out. Kim Gordon,
Kim
back from vacation. And Stephanie Tischner is back in action with us. And she used to be our producer.
I remember that. That's where you're familiar from. Like, where do I know this woman from? Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me hang with you guys.
I forgot she was your producer.
I was,
yeah. Long time ago. Way, way long ago. When we used to do the show in black and white. Remember that?
Yes.
That was
I liked it better
ago.
Then.
Was it better then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you wake up in Oz, will there be color?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I don't know how that works out. Thank you guys
Thanks.
For hanging out. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll close things up. So stick around. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN.
Hi, it's Mary Vandeveld. Just as important as me reporting the traffic is the need for blood. Every day, patients in our community, from babies to grandparents, cancer patients to burn victims, rely on the generosity of Heartland Blood Centers, Chicagoland's leading supplier of blood products, to stay healthy. When I was in my teens, my brother lost a lot of blood because of an illness, so my mom and I began donating to help. Now, I regularly donate every 8 weeks. Just 1 hour every 2 months can save the lives of 3 patients. Heartland's donor centers are everywhere, so finding a location or a mobile blood drive by you is convenient and easy to do. If I can make the time to donate, you can too. Heartland also relies on individuals, businesses, and organizations to host blood drives and truly couldn't continue its life-saving mission without help from their valuable community partnerships. To host a drive or make your appointment to donate, visit versity.org/Illinois or call 1-800-7-2-GIVE. That's 1-800-7-2-GIVE. I hope to see you at Heartland soon.
Discover carefree senior living at the Breakers at Edgewater Beach, overlooking Lake Michigan and Lincoln Park. Residents of the Breakers enjoy independence and the comfort of inclusive amenities and services with chef-prepared meals, new friendships, and active and engaging programming. All starting at less than $2,000 a month. Call 773-716-3780 to schedule a private tour and dining experience at the Breakers at Edgewater Beach, a senior lifestyle community. That's 773-716-3780 or go to seniorlifestyle.com.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking. One that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you. One that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank. But at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:08 to WGN's The Opening Bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
You know what that music means?
Well, normally
that you
means,
have a mouthful of M&Ms. That's what it means.
I have one M&M.
You suck one?
Yeah, just one at a time.
Go ahead, take that, Nick DiGilio.
One at a time.